Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, listeners, to another episode of the Book Nair Daily Radio Show. My name is Bill, and I'm your host and author of 21 top-seller books in the personal development arena, which is a $20-plus billion industry. We are broadcasting live from our studio here in Atlanta, Georgia. It's an honor as well as a privilege to have so many listeners from around the globe tuning into our radio broadcast. We are currently broadcasting our shows on three radio platforms that's reaching millions on a weekly basis. So we have an informative show outlined for our listeners and audience today, which includes business announcements, which is a top feature of all of our radio broadcasting shows, and we have other topics as well. So get relaxed, grab a Coke or a glass of tea, get a pen, paper, and get ready to take copious notes because you are in for a very special treat today. By the way, our newly released books can be found at our website at booknair.com. That's booknaire.com. Thank you, audience, for joining us today live, wherever you are in the world. The title of our show today is, Does Your Business Need More Customers? And some of the bullet points that we're going to be talking about today is, use social media to grow your business. Independent sales reps to grow your business. Membership recruitment. Who are your customers? Postcard campaigns, radio and TV campaigns. The featured book for today is Customer Nair. Customer Nair. You can locate that book on our website at booknair.com. So we want to go ahead and dive into our program today, listeners. We thank you for joining us. It's very appreciative. Does your business, or if you have a business, does your business need more customers? This broadcast here is catered towards individuals that are looking to start a business or individuals who just started a business in the last 5 years or someone that's very seasoned as a business owner. So does your business need more customers? Well, that's kind of an awkward question because every business needs more customers. You can never get enough customers in your business. So sometimes business owners, they have a special skill or talent, and they know how to run their business. They know how to operate their business. They know how to manage their business. But do they know how to bring in customers to their business? You know, we can have all the skill and trade that we want, but if we don't know how to drive customers to our business, we can initially go out of business in a matter of 120 days. So the question is, does your business need more customers? And I'm sure that's a resounding yes. So what are some avenues that you can utilize to bring in more customers for your business? What about social media? You know, a lot of business or a lot of business owners are not too savvy with the social media arena. And I'm one of those. You know, as the host of this radio show and the author of 21 books, I'm not too hip on social media. But I know that you have to use social media in order to get more customers, get more clients, to sell more memberships if your business requires membership-driven products. You know, what about Facebook? A multi-billion-dollar company. What about Twitter? A multi-billion dollar. These are two of the top social media platforms in the world. Two of the top social media platforms in the world. Then you have others. You have over 100 more media platforms. But I'm just going to discuss and mention just these two because these two are most relevant to any business. You need a Facebook account in order to bring in more customers. You need a Twitter account, whether you tweet once a day or twice a day, so that you can engage with your clients and customers. So you got to engage with them, you know. And a lot of times people engage by social media, by means of social media. Now, what about independent reps? Put on independent reps for your business? Do you have a service business that you can put on independent reps to bring in more customers and clients? You know, that's very important. You know, independent reps are geared towards the network marketing, multi-level marketing industry, or some type of sales organization. You know, what kind of products do you have that you're marketing, that you're selling by means of your website? Can you run an ad in the local newspaper for independent sales reps that you can pay them on a commission, which means that if they don't make any sales, they don't make any money? Because you don't want anyone just out in the field and you're paying them about an hour, $8, $10 an hour, whether they make a sale or not. You'll go broke real fast. As a business and a business owner, you will go broke extremely fast. So make sure when you put on independent sales reps or independent affiliate reps, make sure that you put them into a commission structure. Because if they don't sell, they don't get paid. So they're going to be hungry when they go out in the field representing your products, selling your products. They're going to be hungry to make the sale because they know that in order to get paid, they're going to have to make a sale. They can't be out in the field like a gagging. You know, they got to be out there hitting the pavement, making them sales. So independent sales rep is another avenue besides the social media platform that you can utilize to bring in more customers for your business. You know, with our company, we had a meeting, and we are strongly considering putting on book brokers. Book brokers will come on board with our company, and they will go out in the field talking to business owners, and they will be able to market our books. And when they market sell a book, they'll get a commission. When they sell a combo, which is two books, they'll get a commission. When they sell an elite book package, which consists of five books, they will get a commission. When they sell all 19 of our books that's currently listed on our website, they will get a real nice commission. So we'll consider putting on book brokers within the next 3 weeks so that we can get my books can get out there to the masses, you know. So I think that's another avenue to bring in more customers. So you can, you know, use that as food for thought, you know, and come up with creative ideas to where you can utilize, besides the ones that I'm sharing with you today, that you can utilize to bring in more customers for your business. What if you have a membership type business? What if your business is dependent on you bringing in more memberships, customers buying your memberships? So such businesses like this would be businesses considered like a gym. A gym, when you join a gym, the workout, of course they want you to get a membership. You get a membership, and they pay every month on that membership. You know, currently I have a membership with Planet Fitness. So every month I pay my membership, and I go in and I work out on at least 5 days a week, sometimes seven. But that's a membership-driven company. So do you have a membership-driven company? If so, how can you bring in more memberships? You know, can you run an ad in the local newspaper? You know, clients need it. You know, if you have a gym or if you have any other type of business that are membership-driven, can you bring on more people, you know, to go out and sell your memberships and pay them a commission? So whatever your goal is, you can bring in more customers. What about a postcard campaign? Now, that's very effective. I've used postcard campaigns over the last 30 years, and they are very, very effective. They brought in thousands upon thousands of dollars. I've had some postcards, you know, if you send out 100 postcards and you're in the right industry, you know, you send out 100 postcards. I've sent out 100 postcards and I've received over $75,000 return with just a handful of clients. So consider postcards. Go to your local printer, have them design your postcard. Either you could go to this company called VistaPrint.com. Go there. You can design your postcard on their platform, order your postcards, and I think, too, that they have a way that they can mail out your postcards for you. It will cost a little bit more, but it will be cheaper if you mail them out. So I would recommend just ordering the postcards and do a postcard of your local area. You know, if you're locally and you got a local shop or a local retail business or service business, even if you run the business at your home office, you know, do a postcard campaign because it will bring in the dough. It works time and time again. And there's another company I want to recommend on our broadcast, and if I'm thinking right, it's called Postcard Mania. I think they're located out of Florida, USA. I don't know what part of Florida, but I know it's Florida, USA. So get the postcard campaign going and definitely get it out there. Now, what about radio? Do you need more customers? Would you like to get on the air? Would you like to let millions of people know in your local area, hey, I'm running a special over here, come on over to our store to drive more customers? Doing an interview on the radio. I do radios of our clients. I put them on the air. That helps get branding awareness. That helps bring in more customers, more clients. And that's what business owners want, more customers. Like I said before, if you don't have any customers, you really don't have a business, because customers is what drive a business. What about TV? Do you like to be on TV with your business? As a business owner or a future business owner, how would you like to be on television and market your products and services? That's a very medium, very powerful. The radio and TV, both combined, are very powerful mediums that you can take advantage of today. And it's not as expensive as you would think that it is. It's not that expensive. In your local area, call up a few radio stations. I would recommend calling up the AM radio station because they are cheaper. They're more affordable for your budget, whatever your budget may be. They're more affordable. So that's what I would recommend, calling up the local radio and television stations in your area. So that's very powerful. That's another powerful medium that you want to take advantage of. Another powerful medium you want to definitely take advantage of. Now, one of the major questions that I get, you got to define who your customers are. Who are your customers? What industry or what business do you have to where you can recognize who your customers are? Because a lot of times we as business owners, we may be in a specific industry, and everybody may not be our customers. So what you have to do as a business owner is to sit down and define your customers. Who are they? That way you will know who to target. That way you will know who to target. Because everybody may not be your customers. So it's very important that you find out who your customers are. Once you find that out, then you're able to target your campaigns to those particular individuals. To give you an example, let's say if you talk English, you taught individuals how to speak English, and you was in the United States. Well, you know, English is the primary language in the United States. So everybody wouldn't be your target because most everybody speak English. So who would be your target market? What about Mexicans? People of other nationalities, Japanese, Chinese, that want to learn how to speak English. These will be your customers. These will be your customers. See? So you define as a English teacher or an English language teacher or interpreter who your clients are. Think about if you own a gym or a fitness center. Now, a lot of people, you know, could be, let me rephrase that. Suppose you own and operated a diet company. Now, everybody wouldn't be your customers. People that are looking to lose weight, they will be your customers. People that got on the extra pounds, they will be your customers. Somebody knows somebody that need to go on a diet. Somebody knows somebody that need to go on a diet. So you may give your postcard or your business card to someone that may not necessarily need to lose weight. But the fact that they don't need to lose weight bring up the scenario that they know someone that do, so they can pass your information on. So recognize, define your customers. Again, recognize and define your customers. That's very important. So make sure you do that. So we've discussed a number of ways to where you can generate more customers for your business. I highly recommend that you go to our website, booknair.com, and purchase the book, CustomerNair. That book is filled with strategies, techniques, methods, step-by-step instructions on how to generate more customers for your business, even in the 21st century. So if you're looking to grow your business, you're looking to expand your business, by all means, take advantage of this book. Go to our website and get that book today. Now, I like to let our audience know of the BookNair Company. Because here at the BookNair Company, our mantra is to assist millions upon millions around the globe in making a personal and business transformation. And we're geared towards accomplishing this objective by means of our newly released books that are featured on our website. This year of 2016, we have developed a roadmap to distribute and sell over 1 million books. And that's our goal. We've defined our customers. Our customers is any and everybody. See, when you start a company and you're operating and managing a company, then you want to make sure, first of all, that you define your customers. So that was the first thing that I did. As a writer, I said, okay, I want my books to appeal to any and everybody. Everybody want wealth. Everybody want to be rich. Everybody want to learn how to bring in more income, bring in more money. So the 21 books that I have authored are geared towards any and everybody. Because then, if that's the case, that means that I can serve the masses. The masses can benefit from any one or 21 of my books that I've offered. So that's how we're planning on assisting millions around the world. So go to our website at booknair.com and definitely look at the book titles that we have listed on our website. And every 30 days, I find the time to release at least 2 to 4 more books per month. I find that time, even though I'm a very, very busy individual with the radio shows, and now we're negotiating a contract to put on our own television show, the BookNair TV show. So I'm a very busy individual, but I find time to write books that will be beneficial to our audience, because that's what you want. You want books that will be beneficial for you. And that's what we try to do to put on is books that you can read. You can go to the lake. You can go to the beach. You can go to the park. You can pull out one of our books and just enjoy a good reading. Not only can you enjoy that good reading, not only can you enjoy that, you can take practical application of it and apply it in whatever area in your life that needs that application. So go to our website. You will be highly impressed at the quality of the books that we have. So I'm going to go over a few of the book titles that we have on our website. One that I'm going to be going over is today is Entrepreneur. That falls in line with our title, Entrepreneur. A lot of people don't realize that they are an entrepreneur. Now, if you go purchase that book, Entrepreneur, at our website, booknair.com, if you purchase that book and you start reading that book, and you say, wait a minute, I have some of the talents. I have some of the blueprints of an entrepreneur. Why am I sitting here depressed, disappointed, working this job 9 to 5, fighting this traffic to get to the job Monday through Friday, when I can have my own business? So you got to understand what an entrepreneur is. An entrepreneur is the type of individual that likes to chart their own course. They don't like to follow nobody else. They don't like nobody else telling them, you know, what to do or how to do it. They chart their own course. I've been an entrepreneur all my life. And sometimes we have to develop those skills. You know, early on I developed those skills because my father, you know, he was an entrepreneur. You know, he had a cleaning service. He didn't answer to nobody. He had a few jobs where he was a truck driver. He was a chef that he had to answer to somebody. But mainly, you know, when I was born and coming up, you know, he had a cleaning service, a lawn service. So the more yards that we cut, the more money he made, even though it didn't translate down to us boys, you know, because he would only pitch us off $2-3. But, you know, you got to understand that was 35 years ago. So I was growed up in the entrepreneur environment. So when it come to work, when it come to being your own boss, I got it. So I've been an entrepreneur for decades. But most people haven't. When they come out of high school, they get that job at McDonald's, they get that job at Burger King, you know, or they may get a job at a retail outlet. And they stay there year after year after year. So they never explore the entrepreneur arena because they have a job mentality. That's what their paradigm is accustomed to. That's what their paradigm, which is their subconscious mind, is accustomed to. So when you bring up the notion of them being a business owner or an entrepreneur, oh, you done lost them. You done lost them. They say, oh, no, I can't do that. I got a job. I'm safe. I'm going to tiptoe through life. I don't want to get out there in my own business and take risks. Oh, no. Some people tell you flat out. And won't be ashamed to tell you either. So a lot of times what you have to do, even if you are an entrepreneur and you have those entrepreneur instincts or those entrepreneur traits, you know, you will know that once you read the book Entrepreneur. You say, okay, that's this book is talking to me. This book is talking directly to me. You'll know it. Because you're the type of person that's never satisfied on a job. You're trying to break out without putting your family income or financial situation into jeopardy. You're trying to break out of that job mentality, that job mode. You know, ain't nothing wrong with a job. 90% of Americans have a job. That's how they operate. That's how they was born to operate. That's how the government, especially in the United States, have them operating is with its J-O-B. Now, you got to understand what J-O-B stands for. It means just over broke. That's what jobs stand for. Just over broke. Many Americans or many individuals across the world are living paycheck to paycheck because of that job mentality. They're living paycheck to paycheck. So, what about you? Do you have the entrepreneur traits? Do you have the entrepreneur instinct? Do you have the desire to be your own boss? Only you can answer that question. And to solidify that question and solidify the answer to that question, I highly recommend that you get the book, Entrepreneur. Now, another book is Businessnaire. And I think we're going to go, that's one of our topics that we're going to be discussing this week in one of our radio broadcasts. It's Businessnaire. Now, do you want to start your own business? But don't know how, don't know the ropes, don't know the steps. Every local municipality have their own rules and regulations. If you live in a small area, they have their own rules and regulations. If you stay in a big metro area, metropolitan area, where you got millions of individuals, then they have their own rules and regulations. Each has its own rules and regulations in reference to starting, operating, and managing a business. So do your research in your area and find out what it takes to start your own business. It's very simple. It's not complicated. A lot of times what happens, I do a lot of training and seminars, and I just did a seminar this past weekend with this couple, and they started their own business. They've got all the paperwork and everything in order, but they don't have any customers. They don't have any clients. They don't have any contracts. So they're wondering and they're disappointed, why do I not have contracts for my business when I got all the paperwork in line? They have the business license. They have their general liability insurance. They have their workman's comp, but no contracts. By the way, they're starting a cleaning business. But they don't have any contracts. And in the cleaning arena, which I'm a specialized person in that, I'm an expert in that, in the cleaning arena, if you don't have contracts, cleaning contracts, you really don't have a cleaning business. You just have the company set up and they're bringing in no income. So do you want to be a business owner? The book Businessnaire on our website will help you get started with your own business. It's not complicated. And we give you step-by-step instructions that can be applied in whatever city, state, or country you may reside in. So go on over to our website, if you will, booknair.com, and get the Businessnaire book. Another feature or book title that I want to discuss this morning is Goldnaire. You know, a lot of people make goals around the first of the year, and some throughout the year revise their goals. I know we as a company here, our goals will be revised effective March the 31st, because the first quarter of 2016 is coming to pass. So we revise our goals every quarter. So that when we, at the end of the year, when we wake up or when we look up, we've accomplished or exceeded our goals. Remember, the goal of the Booknaire Company is to distribute and sell over 1 million books and to release between 3 and 5 new books per month. That's our goal. So we have to make sure that we're on track of doing that. We don't worry about the money coming in, because if you do the work, the money come in. The money show up. So getting back to goals, when you sit down and think about your goals, you want to make sure that they come to pass. You want to make sure that you achieve those goals. So when you sit down and you write out your goals of what you want to accomplish, put a time frame beside them. This goal, you may give you an example. You may say, well, I want to lose 5 pounds in the next 30 days. So let's say the day is March the 1st, and you say, by March the 31st, I want to be able to lose 5 pounds. Okay, now, you wrote that down. Now, what's your roadmap to accomplish that goal? What are you going to do? Well, you may say, well, I got to go walking 5 days out of the week. You may say, well, I got to exercise. I got to watch what I eat. I got to lower my calories, my intake calories. So these are some things that you can do so that you can reach your goal of losing 5 pounds in 30 days. And once you reach that goal, you're like, wow, I did it. And that would be considered a short-term goal. You say, wow, I did it. I'm excited. Now you can put down another 30-day goal, and you might say the next 30 days, then I want to lose 7 pounds or 10 pounds. But the most important thing that I want you to do is make sure you write it down. A lot of times we don't write our goals down. We don't write our goals down. We think about them. And we think that as long as we got them written on our subconscious mind, we're okay. No, no, no. Because when you write your goals down on paper, it does something in your mind. It does something in your mind. But when you just think about them, you can think about them today and not think about them tomorrow. And then 30 days later, you don't have any goals. 30 days later, you don't have any goals. So when you set your goals, make sure that you write them down. Write them down, because whatever goals you have, you can achieve those goals. It's very simple. It's not complicated. It's us that makes it complicated. You know, we makes it complicated, and it shouldn't be. It should not be complicated. By all means, if you're tired of setting goals and not achieving those goals, you need the book Goal Nair. It's on our website. It's on our website. You need that book so that you can start accomplishing those goals and achieving those goals and feeling good about yourself. It doesn't matter what the goal is, financial goals, it doesn't matter what it is. Now, the next topic or title, book title that I want to discuss is Profit Nair. A lot of people are stuck on jobs, and they're bringing in wages. They're bringing in a salary, and they say it's not enough. They say to themselves, I can do better. Well, the only way you can do better is release or remove the financial cap that's on your head. Because as long as you're at a job and you're getting a salary and you're getting wages, you're limited financially. You're limited because that company that you're working for is only going to pay you so much and no more. And they want to pay you as little as possible. If you want to start making profits, then you're going to have to release or remove the financial cap that is currently over your head. How can you make profits? Well, you may have to start a side business. The BizNet book is very important in this arena. ProfitNet book is very important in this arena. GoldNet book is very important. All of our books are important in this arena. At least 12 of them. But if you want to make profits, then you got to look deep down inside, and you got to find what you're good at. People will pay for. If you're good at bookkeeping, then you can set up a side business to where you can offer bookkeeping to home-based business owners. If you're good at selling, you can start your side business. Develop your product and start selling that product. But and those products will bring in profits to you. You don't have to share those profits with anybody. And then, I like this part, profits while you sleep, especially if you got it on an online platform. Because the internet is worldwide. And if you got your products on, you got your own website and you got it on an online presence, you can make money while you sleep. Very important. You can make profits. That's what you want. And then you can put a little bit more effort a little bit more effort, a little bit more effort into your products and your side business, and before long, you're making enough profits to where you can leave that job that's paying you a salary or that's paying you wages. You can leave. Can leave because you're bringing in enough profits. You've charted your own course. Remember the entrepreneur book? It falls right in there with profit there because you want to make profits. You tired of getting your check at the end of the week and it's not paying all the bills. You tired of getting your check at the end of the month and you got more month left over after everything is said and done. So you got to put in more hours to get overtime. You don't have to do all that. You can make profits. The profit in that book was written you in mind, with individuals that are looking to bring in profits. That book was written with you in mind. So I definitely want you to be very keen to that book. I want you to go to our website, booknair.com, and I want you to go ahead and purchase that book today so that you will be able to make sure that you're qualified. You're qualified. I apologize. We got some kind of emergency vehicle coming by our studio making all that racket. So if our audience or our listeners was able to hear that, that's what's going on. I'm going to shut my window here at the office here at the studio so that we don't hear all that noise. But another book title that I want to discuss with you called Focus Nair. A lot of times when we want to do something, we know what we want to do, and we initially start off focusing on that project, but then by the wayside, something comes along and knocks us off our focus. And then before we know it, 30 days that went by, 60 days that went by, 100 days that went by, and we haven't regained our focus. See, when you're trying to accomplish something, you need to have zero eagle eye focus. You need to know that when you put your focus on it, this is going to get done. Because I'm going to focus it, and I'm going to eliminate any and all distractions. That's your job to do that. So if you want to be focused, then you need to get the book Focus Now. Very, very powerful book. From time to time, I read that book because with so many projects on the table of the company, you know, I can only do so much. And then I let the staff do what they can do. So I find myself times going back and reading the Focus Now book, the Gold Now book. You know, even though I wrote the book, you know, I still, you know, finding an enjoyment of reading them and applying the information that I read personally, even though I'm the creator of it. Another book that I want to chime on today is Wealth Nair. Wealth Nair. That's one of our books on our website, Wealth Nair. Now, a lot of people want to be wealthy. And wealth can mean different things to different people. Here's the deal. People want more money. I don't care how much money you have right now in the bank. It doesn't matter. You still want more money. Think about the gentleman Warren Buffett, the multi-billionaire. Think about the individual Bill Gates, the multi-billionaire. Think about the young lady Oprah Winfrey, the multi-billionaire. Even though they have billions of dollars, they still want more. Think about the Walton family who started Walmart. Billionaires to the tune of $230 billion for 2015. $230 billion. Now, do you think they want more money? Of course they do. How do I know that? Well, they're currently still building Walmarts. So every Walmart that's being built is going to generate revenue. It's going to generate wealth for the Walton family. So they're accustomed to building Walmarts all over the globe. And that brings in more billions. Bill Gates, bringing in more billions. Warren Buffett, bringing in more business. They're investing their money into other ventures that are profitable business ventures. So they want more money. So is it wrong to desire or go out and try to generate more money? Is it wrong? No. Is it wrong to be wealthy? No. By no means. You can accumulate as much money as you want, as long as you use it right. See, money and wealth is a tool that you use. And you don't have to be the type of individual that is cutthroat, that's tight-fisted, that want to accumulate all the money by any means necessary, whether it's illegal, you know, and hurting other people. You don't want to be that type of individual to generate wealth. No. Develop your product or service. Find a need in the marketplace. Zig Ziglar said, he said, if you find a need in the marketplace and you fulfill that need, I found a need in the marketplace. I found that most people need a personal and business transformation because they don't know what the heck they're doing. And they need some guidance. That's what prompted me to start writing books. There was a need that I saw in the marketplace, and to this point, to this day, I've authored 21 books. Wow. So what I want you to do, audience, listeners, is find a need in the marketplace today. Find a need, fulfill that need, and become wealthy. It's not a crime to become wealthy. But just remember that once you become wealthy, it just brings on more responsibility to help others that are less fortunate. You want to help as many people as you can. Help as many people as you can on your journey of being well. Now, we're going to transition to our radio interviews. On our website, we have three levels of book promotions. We have the combo book promotion, which consists of 10 different combo packages. With the purchase of one of these packages, you will get a 5-minute radio interview of yourself or your business on our radio show. And if you don't have a business and you don't want to have an interview, then that's fine too. Because once you purchase one of those combo book promotion packages, you will be contacted by someone on our staff within 24 to 48 hours. And at that point in time, they will ask you whether you want your live radio interview. Now, it is optional. It is optional. You don't have to have it. It is optional. So don't get scared and say, well, you know, if I purchase the combo, then I'm going to have to do a live interview. Not necessarily. It's optional. Now, we have our other book promotion package called the Elite. And it consists of 4 different Elite packages that have 5 books to each package. And all these combo packages are on our website. So definitely go to our website, booknair.com, and look at the book promotion that we have. Now, getting back to the Elite package, you purchase one of those packages, then you will get a 10-minute radio broadcast interview. So it don't matter where you are nationwide, you'll be able to call in to our radio show. You'll be provided with a number, so you don't necessarily have to come to the studio unless you're local in the Metro Atlanta area, then you can come to the studio and we can do the interview live right there at the studio. But most of our clients, they call in because they may be doing something else. They can't get to the studio or whatever the case may be. So they will just call in and we'll do the interview. Again, it's optional. So we're not going to hold your feet to the fire. because, you know, we know that some people just ain't, you know, radio outfit, you know, and then we know some people are radio outfit. Then we have our next package, which is the total book promotion package. That consists of all 19 of our books that are on the website. So, you know, you can start your own personal development library by purchasing all of the books. And my goodness, if you read and implemented the techniques and strategies in all 19 books, you would be awesome. You would be unstoppable. You will have cracked the code. Over the last 10, 12 years, I've read over 500 books in the personal development, self-help arena. Because I was searching for wealth. And I ran across a statement by Bob Proctor. Bob Proctor said, if you want to be wealthy, he said, write a book. Simple, very simple, write a book. I said, wow. I like reading books, but I never thought about writing a book. So I wrote a book. And then I kept writing books. I've written 21 books. So that was my answer. So that's why when you go to the BookNair website, BookNair.com, and you see all those books, you may have a writer in you. You never know. But if you're on a journey to generate wealth, to generate more money, and your answer may be different than what mine was. You may be a dentist. You may be in that arena. You may be a general contractor that builds buildings and houses and things of that nature. And that may be your calling. But I know for me, when I read that statement in Bob Proctor's book, I said, hey, that's it right there. That's it. That's the key. So I did my research and I started writing, and then I liked it. I like writing. I love it. That's why I'm able to pump out 3 to 5 books a month. I love it. And I like to write books that's going to help individuals. I don't like to put out mess. I don't like to put out books to where it's not going to assist an individual to make them a better person. You know, you have some authors that just put out junk. I don't like junk. If it's not going to be effective in helping somebody make a 180 degree, personally, I don't put it out. I want to put out information that's going to help individuals. So definitely go over to our website, booknair.com, and look at our different book promotions that we have available and get yours today. Today. Now, for any authors that may be in our audience on our broadcast today, or any of our listeners that may know of authors that need to sell more books, we have a book expo coming to the Metro Atlanta area. It's going to be at the North Lake Mall. So if you're somewhere in that arena, or if you reside in a state close by, and you're an author, and you want to sell more copies of your books, you want to interact with real live people, I mean thousands of them, then go to our website, booknair.com, hit the button that says events, and on that page you will see the details and the instructions, and go ahead and register as an author for that event. There's a small fee to register, but the event will take place on April the 23rd and 24th, which is on a Saturday and a Sunday. So you will have 2 full days to sell as many books to thousands and thousands of individuals that will be coming to the North Lake Mall. So go ahead and get your spot registered today. Listeners, it's been a fabulous broadcast today. I've had a blast. I look forward each and every day bringing you useful information that can help you make a personal and business transformation. Not only by means of our radio broadcast that you're listening to now, but also by means of our books on the website. So when this broadcast is over, go to our website, www.booknair.com, and get your books today. That's my challenge to you. Don't just listen to the broadcast. Take action. Matter of fact, Action Now was the title, the book title of my first book, because I saw a lot of people want to do things. They lay the groundwork, but they don't move forward. Why? They don't take action. And then some people, it's just an ideal. You know, things are created twice. Once in the mind, that's where it starts. All creation starts in the mind. You think about it, you mold over it. And then, in reality, you make it come to pass. Whatever that idea was, you make it come to pass. It's just like an architect. He may have in his mind a building or a skyscraper that he wants to build. So it's in his mind. Then he put the blueprints in writing. Then he gives the blueprint over to a general contractor. And before you know it, that skyscraper is built. But where did it first start? In the mind. Now it's in reality. So definitely take advantage of the books that we have on our website. Invite your family, your friends, your coworkers, your business associates, your business partners to get on. Invite them to get on our radio broadcast and take advantage of the books that we have available. It's been an honor to share this information with you today, and I look forward for Tuesday at 9 a.m. to share some more information that you can utilize with you. Until then, I want you to have a wonderful, wonderful evening. Thank you, and we'll see you tomorrow.